السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. This Sunday morning, the 26th of June, with myself, Ubaidullah Boja. You with me, inshallah, for another 2 hours. We have a great guest, one person who I have a lot of admiration and respect for the various services that he has conducted within his own spectrum of the madrasa and the institute he runs, as well as the South African Quran Union, bringing great Quran to our shores from the different areas, especially Egypt, as well as being one of those people who has done a lot for the upliftment of the recitation of Quran in our area. And with that, I call upon Qari Muntaha Kenny. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah for joining us this morning on the radio regarding some important aspects that we will be discussing regarding the Quran, inshallah.
Mawlana, indeed it is an honor to be and a privilege to be on your program. And also through my weak state, may Allah grant it acceptance in terms of what we're going to discuss this morning,
inshallah. Respected listeners, we're doing something. It is the month of the Quran. Sheikh Muntaha Kenny has compiled a book called Guidelines for Memorizing the Holy Quran. It's a very good read. It's a bit, not a lengthy read, a fairly easy read that we can do, but it's practical tips that you and I can look into. And I think it's important for us to build that attachment with Quran, not just a merely superficial one, but rather a very deep understanding of Quran, its reading, its method, its memorizing, and something that we all can take benefit. Allah has made the Quran that of benefit. Sheikh Muntaha, tell me, what drove you or what inspired you to author such a book?
In terms of the book itself, Guidelines for Memorizing the Quran, it is something that I've embarked upon about 7 years ago. You know, you have students, particularly in our institute, and the aim of what we try to do and try and bring as much people closer to the Quran in terms of its learning and so on, and having a lot of adults that want to learn the Quran, want to start memorizing the Quran, but they don't know where exactly to start. And particularly for those who are working, come home, you want to start with something, start with your memorization of the Quran, learning the shorter surah of the Quran, and there need to be some sort of guideline to help them in terms of practical tips that can take them forward. So what we are basically doing, looking at our adult students, what we can prepare for them, I started listing some points that they can use at home, or practical things that would guide them in terms of memorizing. And eventually it came into a book form, and as we're going through this this book and adding more tips and so onwards, I realized that, look, most of our students who are learning the Quran, yes, they are, they've got so much challenges and obstacles to overcome. Why don't we just address it in the same book? At the end of the day, alhamdulillah, it came to what we have today. It is a manual that is both used for teachers and students. It has gone throughout the world. In some institutes also that I know of, Quran institutes, we children are required to write exams on this particular document. So, alhamdulillah, in that sense, Allah has granted it some acceptance, and he made dua that more and more people will be able to benefit.
I mean, inshallah. Tell me, Sheikh Muntaha, I'm an adult, I've got children, I'm working in a normal. What would be the benefit for me to go and learn the Quran at this age of my life? Isn't it something difficult? What is some of the benefits of this?
Okay, in terms of an adult, obviously it is important for each one of us to memorize some Quran. We know the hadith that the person who does not have any Quran in his heart is such as a deserted house. And besides that, we need, when we make salah, we perform various religious acts, that we need to recite verses from the Quran, and we need to learn these verses and also learn the recitation of the verses properly. So it is, of course, very important for us to memorize the glorious Quran, and we use it in our practical life as Muslims. And besides that also, in terms of adults, we've got children. If we want our children to learn the Quran, to be connected to the Quran, we need to show an example to them. And that is also why we need to learn the Quran ourselves first before we can teach it to our children. So in terms of an adult or someone that is occupied during the day and they wish to start his memorization or start a journey of memorizing the glorious Quran, obviously he should be focused on what he wants to do. There's a few aspects that comes into mind that the person needs to be cognizant of. And the one is to be very importantly, and that goes for everyone when starting to memorize the Quran, whether it is an adult or whether it is a child or a youth, that important is that we should have the correct intention. That is key to everything else, the correct intention before memorizing the Quran. It is not I want to memorize the Quran so that I can argue with my next brother, that I can show my brother, look, I can quote an ayah of the Quran from here, from there, or maybe that you know, as a youth, that I know more Quran than my peers and those that's around me, for all these different reasons, want to recite the Quran because I heard one sheikh from Cape Town, one sheikh from Egypt, he reads the Quran. I also want to read the Quran like that because I saw how the people get excited when he recites the Quran. For all these different reasons, we should do our memorization of the Quran solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we have that, I think that is, once we have overcome that particular step, then we are ready to start our memorization of the Quran. So in terms of an adult, particularly, it is number one, the intention. Thereafter, what I would say is the consistency and of every day taking a lesson, whether it is one line or two lines, or to start off a little bit at a time. Rather that than wanting to start maybe the first few days, I'm going to learn three lines, the next day it's one line, the next day it's half page, or whatever the case might be. It is better to learn the Quran little at a time, but being consistent in the amount that you memorize per day.
Sheikh, the other question I would like to ask you, and there is a change, but I think it's a bit too little too late. Is it also important for the ladies to be able to take on this journey, what the house chores, seeing to the children, cooking the food? Is it something that they could also do with their day-to-day responsibilities, and they could also take up memorizing of the Holy Quran?
In fact, I think it is crucial that our females get involved with memorizing the Quran. Of course, them being the mothers of our children, the first education, that they provide the first education to our children, and there can be no better way or nothing better than a type of education to provide our children other than that is in the Quran. And hence, it is important for our mothers, particularly, and our young girls, to start memorizing the Quran as much as they can, even if it means a little at a time, so that, inshallah, they will be able to carry over that Quran onto the offspring. And we find that in most cases, with our children going to madrasa and coming home, the person who sits with the homework that educates and assists and go through over the homework and things with the child is, in most cases, it is the mother. So it would be very helpful if our mothers are able to recite and to recite the Quran correctly and being able to teach the Quran to their children.
Respected listeners, you are with myself, Ubaidullah Boja and Qari Muntaha Kenny. And today we're discussing an aspect that is very important and vital, and that is that our bond with Quran going beyond recitation, and more importantly, our bond with Quran going to the aspect of memorizing. And we're not speaking of memorizing for the children today or for the little ones, rather we're speaking of memorizing for the adults. And how important is it, how practical is it, and how easy is it for each one of us to be able to go ahead and try and put some Quran, if not the entire thing, which is the ideal, but to learn of Quran correctly and to learn of Quran with regards to by hearting it, with regards to putting it in our bosom, so that we, when we leave this world, we must be able to read that amount of Quran, that we can at least read something in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qari Muntaha Kenny, who is from Cape Town, has actually authored a very lovely kitab, which he has given practical and wonderful guidelines with regards to memorization of Quran, and we're going through some of these tips as we're going ahead. Now, Qari Sahib, when we speak of memorizing of the Quran, for a person who's now already set in his day-to-day routine, where would he actually start?
Okay. For him, very important is to get someone or to find someone who is proficient with the recitation of the Quran. In other words, to find a teacher or someone that can assist him while he is learning the Quran. Firstly, what you need to do is to make sure that that's what he memorizes in terms of the Quran, that his recitation thereof would be correct for as far as possible in terms of the tajweed and the pronunciation of the letters. You mentioned just now in your introduction, and you spoke about the correct recitation of the Quran. This is really important because sometimes, or for many of us, we've learned the Quran under many teachers, and one to the other, our teachers, due to whatever circumstances, maybe their recitation of the Quran is not to the standard that we know today. And alhamdulillah for all of our teachers who have taught us in the past, mashallah, great effort they have put into us. But here and there we find that probably because of various other influences, maybe the pronunciation of the letters are not up to standard, the understanding of the tajweed rule is not correct. And so we need to first undo a lot of learning that we had from the past. And therefore it is crucial that we go to a teacher who understands the rules of tajweed, who are proficient in terms of their recitation of the Quran, and they will be able to guide us and teach us appropriately on how to recite the Quran in its correct form. So that is the first stage, finding the person that's able to teach us how to recite the Quran correctly. Next, what we need to do is look at our daily routine. As we know, certain parts of the day we are more busy than other parts. Maybe we wake up early in the morning after Fajr, because after Fajr is also an excellent time to involve yourself with the Quran. Your mind is open, you are relaxed. There is no immediate pressure on you at that particular time. So you are able, because the environment is also quiet, you are able to start your memorization. That is an ideal time to start your memorization for the day. Another good time that is also recommended by the ulama in terms of learning and writing the Quran is the period between Maghrib and Isha. The day has gone, and by that time most of us also we have eaten and we have seen to all the necessary things in the house, and now we're settling down, and this can be an ideal opportunity to go over our Quran or our recitation of the Quran. So what we understand also that in terms of particularly the new lesson, those verses that will be freshly memorized, the best time normally is in the very early part of the morning, and revision, because that is important also to be done on a daily basis. Those verses that we have memorized of the Quran, in order to successfully retain them and to keep it in our memory, we need to revise it constantly. So a good time to do that also, it can be in the afternoon maybe, or it can be during the evening. And another way in those verses that we have memorized to keep it with us, to keep it constant on our tongue, is when we perform salah during the day, we perform our namaz, and then we recite those verses that we have freshly memorized, we recite it over and we recall it during our salah. So in that way, we are able also to retain those verses. So I can just summarize again. Firstly, very important is to find a teacher who are proficient with the recitation of the Quran and is able to guide us properly in terms of our recitation of the Quran. So this teacher will be able to look at you and say, look, in terms of your capacity, I feel that you should start off with one line per day. And then that would be your guide. Every day, you memorize one line, and you come and recite it to me, and I check the correctness thereof. And then it will continue day after day. Obviously, it is your responsibility and never the responsibility of the teacher to make sure that those verses that you have memorized over the period of time, that those verses are successfully retained or contained in your heart. It's of course not the teacher's responsibility to do so. And like I said, there's various ways that we can ensure that we retain its memorization. And the one that I've now just mentioned is by reciting those verses during Salah or any other time when you've got a free moment. It's easy. Subhanallah, we've got so many resources available apart from the printed Mus'haf, the printed Quran. We may now also download apps from the internet, and we can at any time, we can sit in the car, at work, during break time, we can open our phone and start reading from the Quran directly.
Jazakallah. You know, when we speak with regards to the aspect of level of hifz, I must say, and I want to narrate this one incident to the listeners. We were reading Taraweeh Salah in Lotus Gardens, so there was a Jamaat that was there. And in the Jamaat, Maulana Farooq from Roshni, his son was in the Jamaat. His name is Hafiz Suhail. So we told him, Hafiz, you read Taraweeh today with no preparation, with no forelearning. We were not reading the normal juz that they were reading. And he took on the Musalla and he read half para with absolutely no preparation. And to me, this was the impact that it had, was the quality and the level of hifz that we've actually come to in South Africa is really on a great increase. The level is very good. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that you and I, we are able to take it further, and we are able to be part of this glorious history that we present to our generations to come, that the level of hifz has come to such a wonderful, and that too the recital completely correct, mashallah. So I think it's important for us to be able to fit in to the system of hifz that is currently running in across our country. Sheikh Muntaha, obviously what we say is going to be something, it's not without its challenges or its obstacles, it's not going to be smooth sailing. How is it that we overcome some of these hazards and obstacles in our memorizing of the Holy Quran?
Yes, Maulana, you know, from the onset also it's important to realize that it's not everyone who has the opportunity to memorize the Quran. Memorization of the Quran, the complete Quran, that is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A gift that He has given, He's selected certain people, He's chosen certain people, and He has granted them the ability to memorize and retain the Quran in their heart. So that is a very important point to understand, that not everyone, there's so many Muslims from the past and the future still to come, and there's just a handful of them that can be considered to have memorized the glorious Quran. So how or what do we need to do in order to be from amongst or be counted amongst those who have memorized the glorious Quran? In fact, this is something that we all yearn for. We all want to be among those who have memorized the Quran. Day of Qiyamah, we are risen up for those who are called from the Ahlul Quran, those who are known to be from the special people of Allah, also known as the of Ahlullah, the family of Allah. As we know, Allah does not have any family, but He counts those who memorize the Quran or the people of the Quran as being those of His family. So how do we get or ensure that we be counted amongst them? And this is very important. This again, where our intention comes in. We make that sincere intention, number one, that we do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Number two, that when we start and we want to memorize the Quran, we should have complete conviction in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is extremely important. And also to realize that whatever we're going to do, it will not happen unless it is with the permission of Allah. That is how we will be able to gain the Quran. Number three, that when we go into the memorization of the Quran, it will not happen without permission of Allah. And if it was, if I was not counted from among those to memorize the Quran, I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me that favor or to grant me that gift to memorize the Quran. And this is the aspect of dua. Dua, we call on Allah sincerely and earnestly without stop to take all hindrances away from me, all obstacles out of my way, and whatever challenges I might have in terms of memorizing the Quran, that Allah will make it easy upon me. This is these things, three items to me, I think is the most important thing that we need to consider when embarking on the memorization of the Quran. Number one, the intention. Number two, conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of Him. And number three, the making dua. Because the dua is the aspect that can turn the table, so to say, in our favor. We make earnest dua. And also, at the same time, asking others to make dua for us. Asking particularly those who are pious from amongst us, those who, the younger children, our elders, our teachers, ask them to engage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah to make it such that Allah will count us from among those who are able to memorize the glorious Quran.
Amen.
These are, for me, the main things that ensure that we memorize the Quran. Another important thing also that we should keep in mind is the Quran will not enter our heart while we are engaged in sinning. With consistent sinning and doing of wrong and doing of evil and, bad habits that we have developed over the years, we need to try our utmost best to stay away and to steer away from these type of things. And for every bad thing that we do, let us try and follow it up with something good. It is so important that we keep this in mind. And also, going with this, that when we do something bad and we have sin, which might be the cause of us forgetting verses of the Quran, it is a fact that when we sin, we do forget verses of the Quran, and the Quran won't enter the heart of the person who continues with sinning. Then we will continue to ask Allah, we will return to Allah and ask Him to forgive us for that what we have wrong, make tawbah and istighfar, and we ask Allah to guide us forward in terms of our learning of the Quran.
Respected listeners, you with myself, Ubaidullah Boja and Qari Muntaha Kenny, and we are speaking with regards to tips for memorizing the Quran, particularly for adults. Inshallah, next week we will be discussing with regards to the learners and the little ones. But today we're discussing you and I and how we can practically put some tips ahead in terms of learning the Holy Quran. We go for an ad break, inshallah, and when we return, we will carry on with the kitab that Qari Sahib has authored regarding guidelines for memorizing of the Holy Quran.
دین کے سب احکام ہیں اس میں اچھے سے پیغام ہے اس میں دین کے سب احکام ہیں اس میں اچھے سے پیغام ہے اس میں سچا ہے سبحان ہمارا اچھا ہے قرآن ہمارا ہم کو سکھایا جھوٹ نہ بولو ہم کو سکھایا پورا ٹولو ہم کو سکھایا جھوٹ نہ بولو.
Respected listeners, you with myself, Ubaidullah Boja, this Sunday morning, and we're discussing tips for memorizing of the Holy Quran. The next aspect that I want to touch on from the book's guidelines of memorizing of the Quran, it involves each one of us, and at some point we need to educate our families, our children, some of the rivers that have come, the importance of it. And that is the aspect of respect to the teacher, to the mushaf, and to those things that are associated to Quran as well. And for that, I'm going to ask Qari Muntaha to expound on this a little for us so that you and I may be able to understand what Allah has given us and what it is required from us. Qari Sahib?
Yes, Mulana. you know, in terms of memorizing the Quran and the successful memorization thereof, there are two areas that we look at. One is the internal things that will assist us, internal resources that will assist us in memorizing the Quran. And then we obviously have the external, which might be those things of material value that will assist us in memorizing the Quran. I think for the first part of the program, what is covered or what is touched on or introduced basically are certain things that involve the internal resources, such as things of spiritual value, making dua, the intention, staying away from sin, making istighfar, tawbah, etc. These are things from the internal or the spiritual values that will aid us in memorizing the Quran. Now moving on to some of the aspects that will assist us in memorizing the Quran, but from the different type of value, which is obviously the material or physical value. And like Maulana has correctly mentioned, that in terms of memorizing the Quran, there are certain things that we need to put into place in our lives in order to ensure that you are able to memorize the Quran correctly. We have mentioned that it's important to find and to connect ourselves with a good reciter of the Quran, a good teacher of the Quran. Keep in mind also that it doesn't mean that the person is an excellent reciter of the Quran. At the same time, it is a good teacher as well. So moving on from there, after having a teacher, it is of utmost importance that we respect the teacher or the person who teaches us the glorious Quran. Firstly, we need to take into account that whatever we're learning or we're benefiting from this particular person in terms of the Quran, and whatever process we are going through in terms of our learning, that person has already gone through the most. He's already memorized. He's so many years has passed, he's taught the Quran to others, and now he's giving me the opportunity. So we value every single input that that particular person has. And also we take it that this particular person is not just an ordinary person. It is someone that has been elevated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is someone that, who we mentioned earlier on, it is counted amongst the Ahlullah, the family of Allah, due to the fact that he has memorized the Quran. And also, teaching the Quran, there are so many virtues into with regards to teaching the Quran. Famous hadith, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the best amongst you are those who learn the Quran and teach it to others. So that already puts this particular person on a complete different level to us in terms of or due to the fact that he is teaching the Quran, and that makes him from being the best amongst us. So keeping that in mind, this already gives us an understanding of how we should treat our teachers, and also all these other things that are aiding us in terms of memorizing the Quran, such as the copy of the Quran, the Mus'haf. We find that people, different countries or from different backgrounds, they have a complete different idea on how to treat the Mus'haf, the printed Quran. Some feel that it's okay, you can put it on the floor, some, you know, or handle it in all different ways. But of course, we recognize that this is one of the causes that it's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala printed on this particular, in this particular, contained in this book, and we should treat it with the utmost of respect. And these little things that should aid us in memorizing the Quran or our successful memorization of the Quran. In terms again of our teacher, and acknowledging that this is the person that will be the cause of the Quran entering into our heart, how we should respect this particular person, and how we should, you know, go out of our way to do things to make that particular person's life easy. Any obstacles or challenges in his way, we will try to the best of our ability to make things easy for him, because he is the cause, or Allah is using him as a tool or cause that the Quran is being transferred into our heart. That Allah may give us the understanding of this very important matter.
Subhanallah. And in the book, Shaykh Qarisat makes mention that once Imam Ahmad rahimahullah was lying down because he was not feeling well. In the middle of the discussion, someone mentioned the name of Ibrahim ibn Tahmam rahimahullah. On hearing this name, Imam Ahmad, though he was ill-qara, and he said, it's inappropriate that the name of my scholar is mentioned, the name of my teacher, in a position whereby I am sitting or relaxing. To that extent, the pious of the past had that amount of respect for their teachers, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also taken so much work from them with regards to the aspect of the Holy Quran. In terms of coming and tying now our conversation that we've done, we've spoke about memorizing of the Quran, we've spoke about the teacher, we spoke about the timing, we've spoke about the intention of dua. Sheikh Muntah, we have about 5 minutes left. I'm going to ask you for your concluding remarks on our program. And just to let the listeners know, inshallah, next week we're going to be discussing the aspect with children and how it plays an important role and tips for them as well. And it is hoped you will join us next week again, inshallah ta'ala. But in conclusion, you have about 5 minutes, Qarisab. How would you like to give advice and conclude today's program to the listeners of the radio and motivate them to take some sort of aspect regarding making sure that they also follow suit in trying to memorize the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Yes, alhamdulillah, there is quite a few tips or things that we've now mentioned during this program, but what we have said is just touching on the tips and methods and things that we can use in terms to enhance our memorization of the Quran. Again, it is important and very crucial for parents to memorize the Quran or to learn from the Quran. In fact, it is a yearning of all of us that we should know some Quran, but we never start. And we've got this fear in ourselves that I might not be able to recite the Quran or I might not be able to memorize the Quran. I cannot memorize a phone number. When am I going to be able to memorize the Quran? And so many things are going through our mind when it comes. It becomes a scary thought. Oh no, the memorize the Quran is only for the youngsters. They are only the ones who are able to memorize the Quran. We've seen so many examples in the past where people of various ages are able, even in advanced age, are able to memorize the Quran. So again, intention, that is crucial. That is what where we start to work from. To memorize the Quran with a correct intention. And once we have that conviction and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help me through this, and every day without fail, if it means that I'm going to learn one line of the Quran, I will set aside some time in order to memorize that one line of the Quran, and I will continue with so much consistency, inshallah, with the intention again that I will complete the memorization of the Quran in its entirety. Even though it might not happen that you complete the Quran, but my intention is there that inshallah that I will complete it. And with that intention, it is likely that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will raise us with among those who have memorized the Quran. So let us, from whatever means we have, inshallah, let us encourage ourselves and our children to start memorizing the Quran. There are so many virtues of memorizing the Quran, to the extent that it is not just, it cannot be something that is optional any longer. It is something that we have to do. We have to memorize the verse of the Quran, make salah, etc. But it is, because it is so important, we need to make a start. And we cannot leave it for later or think that somebody else can do it that's good enough. Rather, we have the capability, we have the resources more than what it was in the past. We've got excellent teachers, we've got excellent, we can download apps and record from CDs, etc. We've got these resources, so there is absolutely no excuse for us not to learn the Quran correctly. May Allah give us to understanding of the ability to implement and to start, not only to understand and to recite the Quran, to also implement the message of the Quran at the same time, inshallah.
Farisab, jazakallah for your time this morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. And inshallah, we hope to speak to you next week again, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Respected listeners, this was Qari Muntaha Kenny. Qari Saab was such that he has authored a very nice, wonderful kitab called Tips of Memorizing the Holy Quran. And it is something really that I think if you can read it. It's practical tips that just motivate us to be able to learn the Quran at this age with all those things that we have, with all the busy schedules that we have. And inshallah, it would be something that we could do. And it is an ambition in life that we could take on in the month of Ramadan. This could be a means of a stepping stone for us to be able to reach that goal and start at that particular place, inshallah. We take an ad break, inshallah. After the ad break, we play you an nasheed. Once that is over, inshallah, we take the 8 a.m. news. After the 8 a.m. news, inshallah, we play you a lecture by Maulana Qasim Ameji, Damat Barakatuhum. Next week, inshallah, we speak with regards to tips for memorizing the Quran for our young learners. And inshallah, Qari Muntaha Kenny will be joining us again, inshallah. And he will be speaking with regards to some of these practical aspects. He runs a very wonderful madrasa in Cape Town, where from the age of 3, they actually begin to teach the younger ones with regards to the meaning of the Holy Quran. So from myself, Ubaidullah Boja, inshallah, I will speak to you next week.